Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have a wonderful healing session tonight, do sample clearings, and we'll just talk about the light shift briefly here. So this is for the newcomers listening. And our show tonight, if you're interested, is on Wednesday, March 10th. So the light shift comes here once every 2,000 years. And when it comes here, it's here to teach and do ascension healings and teaching. So this is the main thing. The healings are to release the DNA that's stored inside of your body. And the best way to look at that is judgment. Remember, you are living the life of all of your ancestors. This is why they sometimes say you have one life now, maybe, or that you live all lifetimes at once. And this is because you are living their thoughts. So this is the way it kind of works. So whatever you're dealing with in this lifetime is what you're dealing with. And unfortunately, sometimes they have very negative thoughts, and those negative thoughts are stored inside of our bodies. And they come out in this lifetime as something that we really wish we didn't have or wanted to experience. So Sylvia, I'll just put you on here briefly here, and then we'll go into some healings.
Okay, great. So hello and welcome, everyone. And like Ron said, it's Wednesday night, and it's March 10th. So we're here to do another hour of healings and healing samples so that you can experience what it's like to receive the lightship clearings. And if you'd like to experience anything in particular, you can type in on the fast chat and just make a suggestion, like if you are familiar with some of the kinds of the clearings that Ron does, like the emotional body, etc., and you've got one that you'd like to have a sample of, please go ahead and type that in on the fast chat. So I guess we will just get going. So just sit back, relax, and there's nothing to do. Just enjoy the beautiful clearings. One last thing you may want to, if you haven't done this already, is go ahead and bring up the picture of the beautiful light being up on your monitor screen, and that's on the Creation Lightship page on BBS here. And just scroll down until you see that picture, and then just have that up, and I'm sure that Ron will activate that, and you can actually watch the energy come in as the activation happens and as the light beings start to work with you through the picture and communicate with you directly in your heart center. So over to you, Ron.
Hi, this is Ron Amatron. We're about to have a wonderful Creation Lightship healing sample experience for many of our lifetime instantaneous clearings. These clearings are brought forth to release the stored judgment, or better known as densities, blockages that are held within our DNA stored in our bodies. Each specialized clearing will start from the last 5 days and end at this current now time. The clearings will count down from the chakras, chakra 6 down to 1, for each day and for each chakra going back 5 days to the current time right now. The first clearing is for your invisible mental body. This is to help you balance your left and right brain. So let's begin by taking a deep breath. So inhale and exhale. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared, and for today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So this clearing is for your mental body, and it's now completed. Take another deep breath, inhale and exhale. And this next clearing is for your invisible emotional body. This body stores and collects most of our life's reactive situations and that we view and judge others with. Remember, we're judging people, and this is how we normally end up with emotional events. So let's begin. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. Okay, so that completes this clearing, which is the emotional body clearing. Take another deep breath, inhale and exhale. And this next clearing is for the invisible body, which is the feeling body. And this body stores and collects your different feeling experiences. So let's begin. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So this completes our 5-day feeling body clearing. So take another deep breath, inhale and exhale. And this next clearing is for our invisible trauma body. And this body stores and collects all the past overloaded emotional traumas that the emotional body cannot hold on to. This is just an excess of traumas, and this is how this clearing is going to work this time. So it's kind of like the emotional one, but it's slightly different. So let's begin. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So this completes your 5-day trauma body clearing. Take another deep breath, inhale and exhale. And this next clearing is for your invisible fear body. And this body stores and collects all your past fear-related experiences. So let's begin. 5 days ago, sixth chakra clear, fifth chakra clear, fourth chakra clear, third chakra clear, second chakra clear, first chakra clear. 4 days ago, sixth chakra clear, fifth chakra clear, fourth chakra clear, third chakra clear, second chakra clear, first chakra clear. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So this completes your 5-day fear body clearing. And take another deep breath, inhale and exhale. The next clearing is for your invisible pain body. And this stores and collects all your past pain in your physical body up to now. So let's begin again. So going back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So that completes that clearing. And that's the pain body clearing for the last 5 days. So the next clearing is going to be a clearing that's very special. This one gets rid of the negative energy that collects in your heart chakra. And this is known to us as heartache. So take another deep breath, inhale and exhale, and let's begin. So going back 5 days, sixth chakra clear, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. 3 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. Yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, first chakra cleared. And now today, sixth chakra cleared, fifth chakra cleared, fourth chakra cleared, third chakra cleared, second chakra cleared, and first chakra cleared. So this completes your past 5 days of heartache. And this is a special clearing here. So the next two clearings are for spirit alignment and its connection to your physical body. The spirit alignment is how your spirit is residing, resting within your body. So let's correct the orientation of the spirit body with you. This is how it connects to your body. So take another deep breath, inhale and exhale, and I will count from 1 to 10 to connect and complete this alignment. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and that clearing is complete now. You might feel your spirit changing in your body slightly. If it's really far out of alignment, you're going to feel a tremendous surge of energy. This last clearing will bring your spirit more fully into your lower parts of your body. Your spirit will be brought into you through the bottom of your feet, then move all the way up to the top of your head. So what I'm going to do is use the words in and out to do this. I'll do this 10 times. So here we go. Take another deep breath. Inhale and exhale. So here we go. So I'm going to go up momentarily. So we're out. And so in and out. 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 And in and out. So you should feel a little better right now. You should feel your legs probably getting heavier. You might feel tingles in your legs. This is because your spirit was not located in your lower extremities. So this completes your Creation Light Chip instantaneous sample healings for the last 5 days. Now look back upon your last 5 days and see, sense, and feel. Notice that your negative traumas, situations have been released from you. Your memories of these events will still be with you, like looking and watching at somebody else's movie, but without any of the emotional suffering. So I hope you all enjoyed these sample clearings here, so I'll turn it back over to Sylvia.
Oh, that was a wonderful way to start the evening. Thank you so much. And I'm sure everyone listening is feeling very relaxed and very calm and peaceful right now. And you probably noticed that it's very easy for you to be in your heart center right now. And it's basically very difficult to have any negativity there. It's about impossible to have a negative thought when you're really in your heart. So I thank you all for being here with us. And if you have any suggestions or requests or questions for Ron, please go ahead and type those in. And I see quite a few people are on the fast chat joining us now. So thank you so much. Let's see. I'm not seeing any questions right now. So I'll just kind of wait to see what comes up. And in the meantime, what would you like to do next, Ron?
Well, I'll just describe the healings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And remember, he was here to do ascension healings. And what that means is that he was here to release your densities, your sins, out of your cellular memory, which is the thoughts of your ancestors. So if you lived back then and you were able to see Jesus, you were very blessed. And if you followed his teachings and healings, then you at that time had a lot of these densities released from you. So hopefully you had that. Naturally, you're living in this lifetime, which means that you typically, you know, almost 100% missed the ascension. And that's why you're still here. So maybe the darkness took you sideways. You know, it's hard to say. But anyway, that's just what happens. So we're here again to do these same sample clearings. And if you're interested in having them, we do a lot of these online on the website, creationlightship.com. And I'd recommend Holly to first do the emotional clearing. If you're over 30, then you want to do the alien death barcode. And those two are very, very, very important clearings because you're actually living right now the emotions in your whole lifetime, and in this whole lifetime is what you're experiencing because of your past, which I said before is the past of your ancestors. So what came up in this lifetime so far that your body was choosing to heal, remember, it chooses what it wants to heal. So it brought up these situations for you. And at first, the situations are not very traumatic for us, but then as we don't understand that our body wants this energy released from it, each time it becomes stronger and harder to get rid of because we start imprinting more negativity and more judgment into the body. And then eventually the poor body has to suffer, and we bring in a lot of people in our lives. Typically we'll say negative people or whatever you want to call that, but it could be people that keep giving you troubles, okay? And that's because your body's troubled. So you bring in negative, troubled people because your body wishes to get healed. But we don't understand that completely. But this is why you want to have that emotional clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I see we have some questions and requests now. So let's see. We have one question, Ron, about the clearing that you were doing where you were bringing each person's spirit more fully into their body. And the question is, what is the purpose of the in and out, going in and out?
Well, what happens is your spirit normally only comes in typically up to your waist. That's because it wants to get a very quick getaway. So the less that it's in your body, the easier it is for it to leave. So when you come in through your feet, at that point you're able to have more spirit in your feet and in your legs, which means that you will have healing there. Remember, your spirit heals you. So where your spirit is not is where you're not going to have a healing. This is why I say if you're only 20% in your body, what part of your body is your spirit in? Because that part is where you're going to have healing. So it's very important to have your spirit in your body as much as you can possibly get it and not to ever leave your body. So it's very important to have your spirit coming through your legs so that you can have energy in your legs for healing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wonderful answer. I like that, what you said about how where your spirit is not in your body is where you won't have a healing or a complete healing. So that's a good thing to keep in mind. And can people throughout their day command their spirit energy to go fully into their body all the way through into their feet?
Yes, that's what you have to do. Yeah, so you can do this same exercise yourself by commanding your spirit. Remember, your spirit is not going to really do much for you until you start communicating with it. It's waiting, you know. So it's up to you to talk to your spirit. And most people think their spirit is in their head. That's where they get their thoughts. Well, that's the darkness. You must go into your heart. So we'll do a sample here for you. We'll do the mind to heart drop. This is very, very important to do. This you should be doing daily, you know, at least 3-4 times a day. So the easiest way for the newcomers to think about this, if you've been listening to the archives, and we have over 500 of these, 500 shows on BBS Radio, so just think of that. A lot of these have the mind-to-heart drop on it. But just think of an elevator, and very simple. You're on the 10th floor, which is, we'll say, where your head is, your thoughts inside of your head, between your ears, the voices inside of your head. And we're now going to drop that energy down to your heart, which will be on the first floor. So here we go, 10th floor to first. And you might actually feel the energy moving inside of your body. Some people actually feel the energy go clink or chuck, chuck, chuck as it goes down. So you're going to probably feel this energy. So here we go. I'll just count from 10 to 1 backwards, probably about a half a dozen times. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And kind of take a mental note now. Sample your body. See if you can feel the energy moving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll just put some music on so you can stay heart-centered, commune with your spirit, and just feel that peace energy of your source energy, which is you. It's never outside of yourself. There's no such thing as a higher self. It is all you, and now you're connected to the you that's you. So enjoy, and we'll see you back in about a minute or two here. Thank you. feel very heart-centered. So, Sylvia, are you out there?
Yeah, so we have some more great questions and requests here. So I think the next one was from Ed, and he was asking why it is that judgment and anger are so hard to release.
That's a good question. That's because it's stored with inside of us. Remember, think how often you get, upset yourself, everybody. Not just Ed, but everybody out there. You know, everything happens to us emotionally. Remember, the emotions here get stored into our DNA, whether it's good or bad, and that's all judgment. So anything that's emotional is judgment. And that's why probably the anger is also hard, because, remember, what could be angry for somebody or anger may not be an anger intensity for somebody else. You probably have seen different cultures yell and scream at each other, and they're really not angry. Where in some other culture, if you were doing the same thing, you would think the person was going berserk on you. So it just depends how the body is accustomed to the way it's being treated. And it's all judgment. So the whole thing is the judgment turns into anger and situations, and we want to get out of it. And maybe that's why people become angry, because they don't want to become angry any longer. Maybe they're looking at the genetics on a subconscious level and knowing that each time they get angry or something gets pushed, you know, their buttons get pushed, then all of a sudden they get angry, and they don't want to get angry because they're just killing their body. And they may know that, you know, maybe subconscious, and they may know that that anger that they're now bringing up actually killed the body in a past life or so, or many, many past lives. Remember, you're living the genetics of your ancestors, so you're living all other past lives. So it is hard to get rid of. This is why Jesus came to do that. This is why the Lightship is here right now in 2010 to do the exact same thing that Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, speaking of Jesus, we had a question on the fast chat. I believe it was Paul. And he was asking, what is the Immaculate Conception, and did Jesus have that?
Yeah, he had to have that, otherwise he could not have run the divine energies through his body. So what it is basically is having a physical body, and the DNA is cleared out of judgments. And that way the body can hold more spirit energy. This is what I talk about all the time. This is why we have clearings on the website. The website is active from the Light Ship. This is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. He called it Father. So at that time, that's what he used in his terminology to communicate this energy. And at that time, people were actually transported, just like they are now, to the Light Ship and being worked with for different healings and DNA reintegration of who and what your body's blueprint would be without the judgment in it. So this is what happens. Your body is cleaned out. This is why these clearings are so vital to your body having a much better life. So if you forget about ascension, you don't want to worry about ascension, at least get the emotional clearing so that you can feel better, because you will feel better. And a lot of people don't want to ascend. They don't know about it. They don't understand it, but they have a life that is pretty crummy. And they wonder why stuff keeps happening to them day after day, why they go in and out of relationships, why they lose their jobs, etc. Well, it's probably because you have stored stuff inside of your body, and this stuff is recycling, causing you to have a bad life. So get rid of those energies. So Lightship is here to do it. Instantaneous healing. You know, it takes a half an hour typically online to do your whole lifetime. So what are you waiting for? Back to you, Sylvia.
All right, so Elliot is asking if, I think his question was, if you eat animal products, does that somehow prevent you from proper spiritual integration?
You are, I'm sure, taking on whatever you eat. So, you know, if you eat, some grass, we'll say, we'll just say that you eat wheatgrass, okay? Is that wheatgrass dead when you grind it up? Okay? So So I'll have you think of this one here. People talk about live food. So is that food alive when you're grinding it up? Is that food having trauma? Well, that's the question that you can answer yourself. Now, the other part is, what if you eat, meat? What are you bringing into your body with that now? Are you bringing in trauma? Yeah, the same way as the other stuff. So remember, we're here to eat. We have to eat something. And so I don't really tell people not to eat meat or tell them not to eat grass, because the grass is probably crying as you grind it up, you know, in your little blender. You have to eat something. You know, and people never thought about that. They just think that, because something has a brain and maybe bleeds, that it's bad to eat as compared to something that may not have that. But if it is live, remember, the new craze now coming out there is live food. And you probably have all heard of that. So, yeah, are you taking that DNA into your body? Yes. Are you bringing in the trauma of what it's going through before you eat it? Maybe you're chewing it in your mouth. What's happening to that? How does it like being chewed? Would you like to be chewed upon? Well, unfortunately, the main thing is that we have to eat. So I don't get into really what you're eating, okay? Because, you know, if you wanted to live on life force energy, then get your spirit into your body. You probably won't have to eat as much. So that's the bottom line. But we're not there yet. So, you have to eat something. Otherwise, you're not going to live very long. Although I could talk about the story of Uncle Dub, who was cut off. I'll just bring this up briefly here. This gentleman was working with me. And he's probably about, I think, 60 years of age. And his uncle, who was going to be turning, I believe, 94, was in a nursing home. And we have a caller, so I'll just finish what I'm saying here, then we'll get the caller. And somehow the family was pretty rich, but the daughter of the gentleman, who didn't want to see all the money going to the nursing home, told the nursing home that this Uncle Dub was broke. So when the nursing home heard that, they go, oh, boy, we're going to be having this guy in our bed for a long time. We better, off him, get rid of him. So they stopped feeding him. So they made the excuse that if he started eating more food, that he would choke, and they didn't want to be responsible for choking. So the doctor signed an order stating that he was not to be given water or food, because they didn't want him to die from choking. So the gentleman calls me up and he says, "Man, I really love Uncle Dub. Can you help him? They're not feeding him. You know, it's been like about a week now, and he's not eating." So I took him up on a light ship on all the calls that I had during the week. And I think after about 3 weeks, the doctors and the nurses were getting pretty panicked, because his life force energy was intense. Because I saw him physically, and he had an aura around him and his life force energy, and he's perfectly alert and awake, and he's still urinating, and they're not giving him water. And they're wondering what's going on with this guy. So they finally decided to start to feed him, because they didn't want to have a problem without feeding him. But that's what happened with Uncle Dub. So he actually was living on life force energy from his spirit, and also having nutrients from the light ship. So that's another way of looking at it. So do you have to eat? You don't have to, but you need to get more of your spirit into your body, and to be able to integrate that. So back to you, Sylvia. I think we have a caller on.
All righty, is someone there?
Hello out there. Well, I guess we'll continue on, Sylvia.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. Ron just sort of answered my question while I was waiting, because I was hoping Ron was going to be putting on the website the food court version, so that some of us who do not want to eat any of the stuff on this planet, because I've been, trying to figure out what I'm going to do, and I was going to go to, raw foods, live food, but you just sort of said something that I didn't even remember, but the consciousness of plants as well. So I know you have some things on the website, like the water, for you can do life force energy or vitamins if you would like. But are you going, and plus, of course, if we do the intensives, we get more of our spirit energy in our body. And so, yeah, I've noticed I don't eat as much as I used to. I don't need as much because I feel like a lot of my spirit is with me. So, and also, I don't know if the light beings, there's a life force energy option for the different, you know, beings, like the male, female, and duet, and non-gender ones. There's an option of joy, peace, and life force energy. Is that what, is that for that?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. That's correct.
Oh, okay.
It's already on the website. And, you know, you can do the water charging, too, and specify what you like in the water, and they will give you what you need at that time. You know, I can't guarantee that, you know, they will give you all that you need, okay? But they will give you what they perceive that you need. So I need to definitely say that. So if you're planning not to eat at all for now on out and just go in and do a glass of water once or twice a day for a dollar, you know, I would not recommend that because I can't guarantee that's going to keep you alive, okay?
Right.
So you have to talk to your spirit to see what's going on. But water is there to augment food and to help you out to get more life force energy with inside yourself. So there's many
so those conference
there.
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
So the conference calls are a good place to be asking for the food court or when you go on the four-hour ascension call once a month as well.
Yes. Yes.
Or when we're on the intensives.
Yeah, that is correct. So it's up to you to suggest and request, we'll say, your healings because you have to request. The light does not interfere with you whatsoever, you know, and you have to request your healings and you have to request where you are because the light always sees you perfect, whole, and complete. And you can be in the most amount of pain and misery, suffering, and the light is not going to intervene on your behalf because it's not going to judge you for your experience. You have to want to change one experience for a new one. And hopefully when you select your new experience, it'll be a better experience for you. And they will help you in that process by releasing the densities that you're going through now. And this is true of people who have a physical problem with their body. You want to naturally have it better, so you have to request that. It's all up to you to request. So.
Wow, I just realized something, Ron. I just realized something that I remember hearing that Jesus had created wine out of like thin air. Is that manna? Is that sort of what he was trying to show us about life force energy can really feed us? I mean.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, thank you so much.
Everybody notices if you're ever on these, you know, BBS radio programs, you will probably not be hungry during these calls.
Well, I definitely don't feel hungry during your eight-hour intensives.
And the eight-hour one especially. And that's a long time, and people just don't get hungry because you're actually being nourished by source energy, and that's the way it is.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I'll carry on with these questions and requests from the Fast Chat. A while ago, we had a request to experience the Star of Bethlehem energy.
Okay, so let's bring that in. That's the defense fleet ship. And here it comes. This is what was watching Jesus during his birth. So here we go. So bring it in. Bring up your... the light being on your monitor screen, you can scroll down on Creation Lightship Healing and bring it up in front of you. Here it comes. So here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there you go. You can feel that wonderful energy. And this coming Friday, we're having a special question and answer time. And the date is the 12th, March 12th. If you wish to come on, it'll be after the BBS radio program here. And if you want to get a pencil and paper handy, I will give you the number here to call on. And this is for people who just want to ask questions about ascension, about lightship healings. Basically, it's just for question and answer, so you can call in and hear other people's experience, too, about their healings that they have had. So the phone number is out of New York, and it's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800, and they'll prompt you to enter a PIN number, and that PIN number is 9009, and then you press the pound sign. And last week we were on till 10:30, a 2.5-hour call, so if you wish to come on, just come on. I didn't think it would be that long, but we had a lot of questions that people had. So by all means, come on. Tell your friends if you're interested in what the lightship is, if you're interested in the teachings of Jesus, why he was here, this is a time to have them answered. We have a lot of questions on the fast chat, and we can't always get all of them, but this is the way that you can come in and ask your questions. So phone number again is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009, and just come on. You know, at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And if you can't come on then, just come on. We'll probably be on, I would guess, till maybe 10:30, you know, California time. So we'll see what happens here. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Bray on the fast chat and said, what do you do to become heart-centered? Focus on your heart mentally?
No, the mental, no, you can't, I'm sorry. The mental, the mind, is the darkness. The darkness knows nothing about your heart. So I don't mean to get down on you. It's just that you don't want to ever go to the mind energy. I never use the word mind when I talk about source, because it's like, you know, black and white, you know, the water and oil. The source energy never created mind. So what you want to do is to drop your thoughts, your awakening consciousness, down to your heart. It has to surrender. And that energy that you think with is still a small portion of that mind energy. But remember, you have thoughts, and your body has thoughts. So you want to connect now the thoughts of your body to your heart center. So you drop that energy down. We did that earlier. I'll do it again here. I'll just drop you down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now you should be heart-centered, and your thoughts should come out of your heart area. And so this is where you want to be. So at that point in time, when you're out of time, you're in your heart. When you're in time, you're in your head, and the darkness controls time. So then your mind controlled by the planets and everything else. So the only way to get out of that is to be in your heart. And naturally, everybody knows that when you're having fun, having a great experience, time flies. That's because you're not in time. I think we had a caller come on. So is somebody out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So I guess we don't have too much time now. I just wanted to ask for a request for a short-term memory healing.
Okay, boy. Let me think here. But all we could do is probably have your spirit connect to your brain and bring up the thoughts that your brain has in memory, okay? So this is up to you. What I'll do is count to 10 and command your spirit to do this here. What everybody wants to do is a command for their spirit to bring forth more of your short-term memory. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So hopefully that would help you. There could be other things too, but, you know, that's about what I would suggest doing this second here. And ask your spirit maybe what else you might need to facilitate this stronger. So,
okay.
Thank you. So Bye. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have Chris that's been waiting patiently for answers on the fast chat. The question he or she says, I believe it's a he, says, I'm curious about a situation. Whenever I'm with a certain person, it seems like I can never say no to their requests, as well as always wanting to impress and not disappoint this person. It's like
mind control.
Says, it's like I don't have the ability to be myself around this person. As a matter of fact, I've noticed this behavior around other people, too. Can you shed some light as to what is taking place? It happens at both school and work with people of higher rank.
Yeah, it's mind control. There's probably a pattern running in you that makes you feel like you're not good enough or that you need to surrender, bow down to people that are possibly older or maybe higher educated. So that would be a program that your body is running. Remember, we're all running programs, and these programs get activated. So you'd want to somehow get that program out of you. And that's what I would suggest. But the self-empowerment clearing might do that for you, because that deals with thoughts. Your thoughts, someone else's thoughts. And I think there's about maybe 20 different drop-down boxes there. It could be more, but I think there's about 20 of them. And that pertains to the thoughts that are controlling you to get out of this situation. So I'd recommend doing the self-empowerment clearing on the website, and that may help you out. I think it's only like $30 for the month, and it's for 1.5 months, say 42 days, 6 weeks. So do that clearing, see what resonates to you, and that's what I'd say it would be. If that doesn't work for you, I can do a special one-on-one clearing with you. You know, for an hour of time, maybe we can find out, go a little bit deeper, but I would definitely recommend doing that and just see what clearing speaks out to you. Or the one that doesn't speak out is probably the one that the mind control programming is trying not to show you. So look at them all, and the one that doesn't show up, do that one. So back to you, Sylvia, and it could be spells and curses too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, we have a really cute comment here on the fast chat from Everett. It says, for once, I'm happy to be vacant between the ears. That's great.
Yeah, that's great, yeah.
And that's what I wanted to mention also to Bray to continue the clarification on the mind-to-heart drop. Maybe you could share really quickly, Ron, about the way that you taught a lot of people to do that by imagining like they're in an elevator?
Yeah, just imagine an elevator dropping down the floors. And each time you count down a number, and you want to do it out loud because you want it to have this happen to you. Don't do it inside of your head because that's going to be the mental energy. You're not going to go anywhere. So you want to tell your body you want to surrender this energy. So the energy has to go into your heart. This is a command that you're doing, and your spirit will help you. You get the command that this mental energy is dropping down. Remember, every healing that Jesus did was a command. It wasn't like, oh, please do this, or I wish this is going to happen. No, that's the mind energy. You have to command it. You have to take full force, your spirit energy, and command this is going to happen. Otherwise, it probably will not work. So just command your mental thoughts that you think with to go into your heart center, and dropping down is an easy way to do it. And you may actually feel the energy moving to your eyes, maybe out your throat, going, you know, past your lungs. And at the number one, you're going to be at your heart. And, you know, like I do it typically about six times when I do these sequences here. I have to do it 10 times, but once you're there, stay there. And you may only be able to stay there for maybe 5 seconds or so, but keep doing it, and after a while it'll be longer. So our show's coming to an end. We have our special show coming up Friday night on BBS Radio, where we get into the paranormal stuff. And after that, we have our special conference call if you want to come on. The phone number before we get off the air here real quick is 646-519-5800. 646-519-5800. PIN number is 9009. So hope to have you on both shows here, we'll say. So blessings to all of you, and we'll see you this coming Friday on BBS. Station 2, remember, number 2. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Blessings, everyone. Good night.